want to take a moment and just talk about the regular entries before we move on to the shadows?
Yeah, let's do that.
I guess so. You're the only one who counts.
That's true. I'm the only one who counts. And yes. I count five whole songs.
Well, we know who you claim is going to come in number five.
Yeah. And I think we know who you think is going to come in number one.
Yeah.
The one who did the 1-5.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to run these by Grumpy Mike, because he's the other half of the pleasantry. But I definitely feel like Sober is going to be number one. If I had my druthers, Jim of Seattle would be number five. And it's not a reflection of the music. It is a reflection of the brief. When it comes to the other three, I'm a little wishy-washy. Maybe Daniel Sittler and then Brian Gray and then Chaz Rock, but that could get mixed up a little bit. You know, Gestalt could go before What If. I got to sort of sit down and really think about it. Did you guys have any thoughts about who you're going to list or not list if you have your druthers?
Well, you know, I was going to have Jim of Seattle be number one.
Ooh.
And, you know, Sober, like, probably number three or four. But yeah, I have to rethink that now. So, yeah, you've definitely influenced my thinking.
I was going to put Sober as number one just because, you know, this is... Because I laughed all the way through it, number one, and because I love meta, and because this is done so well, and it made my stomach turn in knots with that walk up, and I mean it just really was effective and hilarious, and I thought that was fantastic, and you know I think I mentioned before, I've not been rooting for Sober. You know, because I think he's an amazing talent, but he's also already won. I know that should not go into my judgment at all, but I can feel that way. I'm allowed to because I'm not ranking this time because my vote doesn't count at all. So, but the thing is that this was such, and I think that he took the right attitude with this too. Him and Daniel Sittler took the right attitude and did barn burners. They did flashy numbers that you want to listen to over and over again and are going to make you, yeah, and that you want to hear again and that that are impressive one way or another. So I think those are maybe my tops, Daniel Sittler and Sober, but Sober's got to be number one because brilliant, so brilliant.
So brilliant.
And you love a good D joke, can't lie.
I do. Look. Close vocal harmonies and puns, that's how to get me to vote for you every time.
So Brian Gray's got to be pretty up there. Those vocal harmonies were amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were. I really got to sit down and decide if it's going to be him or Daniel Sittler as my number two.